This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Will Rogers in a 1935 recording. Rogers' down-home delivery and straightforward humor made him one of the Depression's most popular writers and entertainers.
Now, everybody got a plan. Congress got a plan. That plan is to pass all resolutions that have an appropriation connected with it, see? Anything that carries an appropriation, Congress will pass, see? They'll vote it, but they don't vote where the money's coming from. That's what Congress' plan is, to keep it a secret where the money is coming from. That's one of that plan. Mr. Hoover's got a plan. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's got something to do with moving east next fall, a year from this next fall. I think that's kind of roughly it. Ogden Mills used to be Secretary of the Treasury, very able man. He's got a plan. He's to see that Mr. Hoover don't move east. He says that he's got more money than Hoover and is naturally more able to move himself. Eddie Roosevelt Jr., he's got a plan. His is that there should be a Roosevelt in the White House, but not this one. Mrs. Roosevelt, she has plans, plenty of them. She plans to do bigger and more things during the next administration. Now, the Republicans, they got a plan. That plan is to do nothing, and then Roosevelt can't either. Do nothing, and then Roosevelt can't either. The Democrats, they got a plan. Well, they got millions of them. You couldn't hardly mention all of that. But the Democrats' plan is next year is election year, see? Hold the post office, boys. They shall not pass. That's that. Now, big business. We're always hearing about big business, see? Big business has got a plan. Theirs is, they talk to Mr. Roosevelt, says, quit trying to reform us and give us a chance to recover. You know, that's what business says. Quit trying to reform us and give us a chance to recover. Roosevelt says, can't you reform and recover too? Well, that looks like he's had a hard day. But big business, answer is no. We can't do anything with a cop on every corner watching everything we do. Give us a chance. Then honest, they say, give us a chance. And honest, when we're able, we'll reform. And then besides, they ask Mr. Roosevelt, Mr. Roosevelt, we never know what you are going to do next. Roosevelt says, neither do I. He said that. business says to Roosevelt, look how England is recovering. For they're being let alone. Their business is being let alone and nobody's bothering it. Roosevelt says, yes, you pay as big an income tax as England does and we recover too. See? So it just seems, you know, all these plans, but none of them please with everybody, you know? So my plan, which is still in the nutshell, is when a senator or a congressman or even a man of great ability, we would quit joking about those boys because they're good guys. The reason a congressman and a senator is all right, every time we ever let one out, a worse one gets in. That's all I know. But anyhow, here's my plan. I got to get back here. Tell it to you again. It's when a senator, a congressman, or anybody else, a man or woman, comes to Washington with a plan, is send them to Russia. Yes, sir. Send them to Russia with a plan. That's the home of plans, you know. That's the home. Russia, they eat and sleep and drink plans in Russia. That's why there's starvation there. Because you just can't digest the plan. It don't eat right. Everything in Russia is run by plans. Everything here is run by accident. But, now my plan is don't plan. Whatever you do, don't do it purposely, you know. Live haphazard, you know, just kind of go through life haphazardly. Well, even more than we are now. There's nothing in the world as common as an idea, and there's nothing in the world as hard to carry out as an idea. So let's all just kind of call a moratorium on plans. If the Republicans would forget their main plan, which is to get into the White House, and the Democrats would forget their main plan, which is to stay in there, and the others, all these various third parties, would just look at their history, which shows that none of them ever did get in there, why, we'd all recover overnight if they forget about the White House. So if you hear a man expounding a plan over your radio, run, don't walk, to the nearest dial and tune him right into the ground. So, and the plan and the plan will go right back into the nutshell where it belongs. Boy, I beat my clock tonight. I'm finished. That is it.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.